This time every Tuesday morning, we talk to a man who spent the better part of three decades serving as one of the greatest cops in the history of New York City. He's gone on to become a tremendous actor. I mean, really, really great. Irishman, Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, shows like Gravesend, Godfather of Harlem. Just a great actor. And most importantly, for the better part of three decades, a dear friend of both me and Bernie, and Pete Morgan, for that matter. Here he is, the great Bo Dietl, on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Pete. Good to hear from you. Yeah, so, you know, I tell you what you were talking about with these songs, you know, you like to make yourself feel good a little bit. You know, I was watching the TV last night, and I saw the new Christmas shopping of 2021. Just go to any store you want, rip off whatever you want, and you don't even have to go online anymore. Just go to the store and go Christmas shopping.
That's nice.
It's coming to Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue, and no one's going to stop them. And the criminals are in control, and nobody's being held accountable. Then you get this skanked AOC. More bail reform? Come on. This other punk down there in Washkushka, wherever that is, in Wisconsin, convicted sex offender, 50 pages. One was past July 24th, he fired a gun at his cousin. I mean, at what point do you stop these creeps? At what point do you stop? But then when a cop gets into a shooting, a good shooting, everyone's up in arms and say, why did you shoot the guy? He wasn't shooting at you. So in other words, the cops have to wait for the guy to shoot at you before you can shoot them. And that's what the job is right now. It's depressing, very depressing.
It is, and you know the name, Bo Dietl. George Soros funded a lot of these DAs, even here in New York. I believe the Bronx DA, Darcell Clark, the guy out in Brooklyn, whatever his name is, Rodriguez, I don't know. But it's George Soros. Again, I don't know what he's trying to do, what they're trying to do. I mean, who gets victimized but black people mostly in the inner cities? Yeah, because of these lenient laws, no cash bail laws, et cetera.
And he's a disgrace. You know, my other half is half Hungarian, Margot. And he's a disgrace to the good Hungarian people because they're a good people. I was in Hungary, and I'm telling you something. Respectful, wonderful country, the president of Hungary, they don't allow any of these people influxing into the country. It's a great country. Then you have a scab, like this old scab that's still drooling at his mouth. And this Soros, what a punk he is. And you know, want to know something? His family should become the victims of these criminal activities. Then he'd have a different outlook on this whole thing. Everybody wants to save everybody until you become a victim. And that's the way it is. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And now what's going on is you got Bill de Blasio, right? They're taking down the statue of Thomas Jefferson. And I heard, you know what I heard? They're putting the statue up there. A friggin' Big Bird. That's what they're putting up there in City Hall in honor of de Blasio, moron.
Maybe Jacob Blake, who knows?
Could be one of those guys.
I've been watching this with these new infrastructure bills, construction and all that. So whenever these bills come, now we're talking about $1.2 to $3 trillion, whatever it is. A lot of people don't realize, of these bills, say if they allot $10 billion for a certain project, One third of that is corruption and waste. There is no safeguards for all this money. There's no inspector general that can say, all right, I'm going to give you $1 billion for this project, $10 billion for that. Why isn't there safeguards? So there's one third of this money is robbed, corruption, and waste. And I've been around these projects. They have companies like Cohen Resnick, I do work for, where they check. So if you say you got 100 guys working, you actually check that they have these people on board. This is the biggest scam in the world. Now they're giving free money to these construction companies that are going to rip and rob, and no one's checking on this. And I'm calling out to the United States Congress, you want to throw money around? Let's make sure it's used properly. That's the biggest thing. Corruption and waste on these projects is the biggest culprit.
Absolutely. Do we trust these people who can't get anything right to spend this amount of money? Do we trust them to spend to do anything right? But again, to squander all this money that's only going to result in inflation. And you had Biden yesterday, Bo Dietl. He's actually going to come out today because of the price of gas. He's going to release oil from the strategic oil reserves, the stuff that we need in emergencies, in case of war, in case of, you know, the only time they did it here was the Gulf War. Hurricane Katrina, because that's where all the refineries were down there, and there was a supply problem. And one other time during the Obama administration, they're going to release oil, so we're going to squander that. And if there is a real emergency, we're going to have nothing.
If he only had a brain, he could walk back his decision on the pipeline out of Canada, open the pipelines up until we get our feet on the ground. Look, I'm for a healthy environment and all that. But when you got India and China laughing the hell out of us, and now we're trying to do this and we're starving for oil, now we got to beg the Abu Dhabi dudes over there in Saudi Arabia for them to give us oil. We were self-sufficient. What he should do is walk it back, open the pipelines up, and then we'll have enough oil that we can be self-servant. We don't need to kiss anybody's butt. But he won't do that because all the people around him are full throttle about this green. Oh, I'm for a greener America, but let's not do it overnight. Let's do it slowly so we can ease into it where people don't lose their jobs. Retrain them for the green jobs. I mean, there's a way of doing something. You just don't slice a guy's head off and say, now you can't talk anymore. This is getting so ridiculous. And on that note, too, last night I watched that whole interview with Tucker Carlson with this Rittenhouse kid, Kyle. I mean, I implore everybody to listen to the trial and watch the trial. I watched it. I mean, this is a hands-down self-defense thing. But in reality, the news media, he should sue CNN, this kid Rittenhouse. He should sue these MSNBC and sue them, and he should become the head of CNN Rittenhouse. Because this is criminal. And
he's going to sue everybody like the kid Sandman did. Hey, listen, on the way out, you had joked around months ago, Bo, that when you and I go to L.A. to film Gemini Lounge, that be prepared, Sid, to wear a wig. Well, as it turns out, you were right. I'm playing the part of Roy DeMeo's cousin, who weighed about 80 pounds soaking wet, was pale as a ghost, worse than Bela Lugosi, and had gray hair. So makeup is going to have a hard time with me, Bo.
I was talking to Danny A. First of all, we didn't have too many shade head ball guys back in that era. There wasn't too many guys shaving their heads. They had the little collar around the back, you know what I'm saying? The long hair. So I said the only way that Sid could do this is if Sid wears a wig. I'm picking one out for you, Sid. It's going to have, like, long hair on the side with balls on top.
Bo!
That's out, brother.
Come on!
And you're going to be training for a half marathon, so you will lose weight and become somewhat skinny and gaunt.
I'm not going to be gaunt.
But then, if this is important, we're going to put bigger clothes on you.
Right.
Bigger clothes. Maybe you'll wear, like, a jogging suit so you can't see those big biceps, Sid. We got to tone you, and then you got to stay out of the tan. No, we don't even care about that. We'll throw that white makeup on. Oh. You look like all your blood was drained out of you.
You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait to have dinner with you in Los Angeles when we do film that together. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to have a good time, and I'm going to let you guys know. I don't know if you're working the week of the 22nd. I'm going to have a party, a Christmas party, and it's a Wednesday.
It's back?
I love you guys. Yeah, Christmas party back. I can't tell you where, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
A little festive time right before Christmas and all through the house. We'll drink like animals, and that will be
Let me just say this, Bo, and I mean this sincerely. Sweet. We love you. Another great, great appearance. Every year, and Bernie could attest to this better than anybody, I almost got fired every year the day after Bo Dietl's Christmas party.
Absolutely.
When I owned Tens, the Topless Club, did you come there?
Oh, I love that place, but no, I started at Sparks, and it was a disaster. It was the best time ever. It was the best time ever. Ever.
We used to have Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge. He took the pipe. He's dead. The Bell Vikings, all those guys are dead. Everybody's friggin' dead. The only ones that are alive are the friggin' criminals. Madison Avenue is going to be a shopping mall very soon for free. Go to Madison Avenue, you want Gucci, whatever you want. Just walk in the store, take it. Nobody's going to stop.
You're right. Talking about Gucci, thank you again, Bo. Your friend Al Pacino is in that new movie with Lady Gaga playing Gucci. Put on some weight. She looks better, actually.